next time. There's this video that's been going viral, and it's insane. Like, this shouldn't be happening. I'll let it play for you.
We're Gen Alpha influencers. Of course, we are obsessed with skincare.
We're Gen Alpha influencers. Of course, our favorite stores are Sephora and Ulta.
We're Gen Alpha influencers. Of course, we wear a headband when we're doing our get ready with me's.
We're Gen Alpha influencers. Of course, we don't have toys.
Like, that's weird. And I'm pretty sure that's just not allowed. Because, like, on YouTube, I think you have to be 13 to make a YouTube account. A lot of people don't follow that rule. But still, their accounts should get banned, and also that's terrible parenting. They'll be looking 13 when they're 7, but 50 when they're 20. Like, back in my day, the only channels kids were on were those Kids React and Kids Try channels. Like, it feels like I should be blurring these kids' faces. They're kids. Like, I'm a teenager. But you're allowed to be on YouTube once you're 13. This isn't even allowed, right? Or like it shouldn't be allowed. There's apparently rumors of Sephora putting age restrictions for their stores and online petitions. A lot of people generally calling for some form of age restriction, but also Sephora will probably lose a lot of money, so I don't know if they'll do that. Like, if you don't need skin, like, you don't need skincare. The only reason you would need skincare is if you have acne and you go to a dermatologist and they give you stuff. Like, I have skincare, but only because it was assigned to me by my dermatologist because I have acne. These Gaza Crew kids have been apparently shopping at Sephora since they were 6. Like, what the heck? Like, would they even be in school yet? I don't know how American schooling works, but still, like, Jesus. Also, there's, like, swearing on this, on these kids' page. It's run by their mum, so she's on it, but also there's a lot of videos where it's just the kids. Like, it's mainly the kids doing skincare. But yeah, there's a video of one of the kids doing the rude finger to the camera and making an inappropriate comment, and they use an audio with swearing and just put their fingers to their lips instead of lip syncing. And at least one of the kids are dancers, so I can see, like, maybe that's where the makeup thing sprouted, because normally, like, no matter your age, if you're a dancer who goes to competitions, which she does, you have to wear makeup. Yeah, apparently the kids are twins as well. My little sister's unfortunately fallen into the trap of Gen Alpha skincare, as she is a Gen Alpha, I think. I'm not really sure. And she sees makeup and skincare so promoted online, so she has her own stuff and wears makeup almost every day. And these twins are 7, by the way. Like, dude, that's insane. And, like, we've all heard the story by now that's been going around, that these little kids are, like, what are they even mad about? I can't remember. That's literally how just stupid it is. But they just go into Sephora stores and just wreck the products and ruin them for everyone else and make the company lose money. I can't remember why. Hang on, I'm gonna look it up. I looked it up and, like, I don't know why. Is it because they're too expensive? They didn't really give me answers about why they're doing that. But anyway, yeah, like, I kind of, because kids are, like, so exposed to, like, skincare and makeup products on the internet, and also marketing from those brands. Sorry about the crows. Yeah, also marketing from those brands on the internet. Because kids are allowed on the internet for some reason way younger than they should be. And I think it's just because kids want to seem cool as well. So they get the skincare and makeup. Like, they don't need it. So they're just seeing it online and saying, oh, I need that because it's online and, like, other people are getting it. But no, because they're older than you and some people need it. Like me, I've got specially prescribed skincare from my dermatologist. I don't wear makeup ever, by the way. Like, I'm a teenager and I don't wear makeup, so there's like, I think it's just a sensory thing for me, and also I'm terrible at putting on, like, Jesus. But if I don't wear makeup, and like a bunch of kids in my grade do, like everyone, all the girls wear makeup in my grade, but I don't. Like they shouldn't need it. And also it's just making them more insecure earlier on. And like, we don't need kids that young to be worrying about their appearance. It's like taking away their childhood. I remember when I was a kid, I always used to want to be older. Like, I still do, because like, I guess when you're a kid, being older is just, if you're older than someone, you're automatically cooler when you're like still a teenager. Like, when you're once you get to an adult, it's kind of just like, okay. But if you're like still a kid and older than another kid, you're just automatically higher on the social hierarchy. So I think that's, they just want to seem older and they want to be teenagers so bad, and it's not good for them. Because, it's terrible, right? Because kids want to be older, and older people want to be kids again. Bah. Society is falling apart. And, like, don't get me started on how Gen Alpha influencers shouldn't be a sentence in the first place. Like, my mum would never let my little sister be on any social media platform. Like, she only has YouTube Shorts, right? Which actually is arguably more toxic than like other platforms. Probably not as toxic as TikTok. But like, YouTube Shorts doesn't have a proper algorithm. It's terrible. Like, it should be more kid friendly as well. Just YouTube Shorts. Because like, so many little kids just scroll YouTube Shorts. Like, my second cousin, she's like 9, I think. She has YouTube Shorts. She watches these mindless videos. There needs to be some more kids content that is actually kids content. Like, we have kids content that isn't kids content. Like, for example, SS Sniper Wolf, which is ew. But people still watch her because they're all just little kids who don't know that SS Sniper Wolf is bad. And also Brent Rivera, there's that whole Curtis Connor video on it that I love, where he talks about how Brent Rivera makes kids content that's not for kids. Also, like, YouTube kids content has always been terrible. I think that's why, like, one of the reasons that I didn't go on YouTube, like, I wasn't allowed on YouTube for so long, because when I was first allowed on YouTube, it was just like SS Sniper Wolf. It's not even kids content. Like, people who make the kids content still make inappropriate jokes and like can swear, I guess. Kids content has always been terrible. Like, I vaguely remember those Spider-Man and Elsa videos from like when I was younger, when I used to be just briefly allowed on YouTube when I was really little, just watching like those stupid Spider-Man and Elsa videos. Those were also terrible. Any kids content is just so brain numbing. We need Bluey, but YouTube. We need Bluey, but YouTube. That would be good. I mean, YouTube Kids exists. No one uses that. And also, it's pretty bad. Like, I used to have YouTube Kids. Like, because my mom's very strict with social media apps. So, like, just online content generally. So I had YouTube Kids for like a year, more recently, because even though I'm a teenager, she's really strict about that. Yeah, there's still harmful content that gets onto YouTube Kids, like past the barriers and stuff. And also it's very limited as well. But I should, that's better though. Like, if you have a child, let them use YouTube Kids, not YouTube Shorts. or YouTube generally, or any other social media platform. I think that's my rant done. I've forgotten what I was going to say, so yep, bye. I'll see you next time.